It is time. Super Bowl LIV coming up on Sunday. And we all want to know what's going to happen in the game, so what source do we turn to?
The game itself.
There is a source we turn to before the game is played.
It's now time for some of the most anticipated 2+ minutes in news, sports, talk, radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications. Well, we've reached the end of the road of another football season, and sadly, that means the end of another season of perfect prognosticating from your humble host. I know many of you are heartbroken. Okay, now, before I give you my pick on who will win Super Bowl 54, I have to admit that I was horrifically wrong with my Australian Open picks. I said Serena Williams would win, but of course she lost in the third round. Then I said the upstart young Russian Daniil Medvedev would claim his first major title, and, well, he lost in the quarters against Stan Wawrinka. That means I was 0-2 with my tennis picks. Yes, yes, yes. Even the great ones once in a while slip up. That's the bad news. The better news is that I was both right and wrong with my conference championship picks a couple of weeks ago. If you recall, I correctly picked the Kansas City Chiefs to defeat the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship. But the Green Bay Packers failed in my hopes of getting a rematch of Super Bowl I as San Francisco thoroughly dismantled Aaron Rodgers and the Pack in the NFC Championship game. My overall record is now 37-16. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to complain. That is a great season, so I might as well end it on a strong note. Here is the Super Bowl edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostication. Many are breaking this game down, trying to figure out which team has the ultimate edge. Is it San Fran and that seemingly unstoppable running attack? Is it 49ers tight end Greg Kittle? Or perhaps it's that physical and fast 49ers defense? On the flip side, do the Chiefs have the edge with an opportunistic defense? Or do they have the edge with quarterback Patrick Mahomes and that unstoppable offense? I think we're getting the best two teams in the league as we head into the Super Bowl finale, which is why I do believe this will become a memorable Super Bowl when all is said and done. Plus, how awesome is it to have a couple of Central Michigan players in this game? And not just any players. San Fran's starting left tackle is Joe Staley. Joe is a former first-round pick. This is the Rochester native's second Super Bowl with the Niners. Meanwhile, Kansas City starting left tackle Eric Fisher was the number one overall pick of the 2013 draft. The Rockford native is playing in his first Super Bowl. What can I say? CMU is just a football factory phenomenon. Go fire up chips! And let's not forget about Anthony Zettel of West Branch. Zettel was cut by the Lions and is now playing for the 49ers defensive line in the Super Bowl. Great job, Lions. No! So we've got a lot of Michigan connections. But while the experts are breaking down how Mahomes will deal with that San Fran D or how the Chiefs will try to stop that Niners run attack, I only need this one stat to correctly pick this game. The Chiefs' Eric Fisher missed the first part of the year with injury. Since Fisher returned to the offensive line, the Chiefs are 10-0, including the playoffs. That's all I need right there. What do you think of that, Hank Stram, the late Super Bowl winning coach of the 1969 Kansas City Chiefs?
That's it, boys!
How will this Chiefs team bring home KC's second ever Super Bowl title, Mr. Stram?
Pump it in there, baby. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
Give me Kansas City over San Francisco, 31-27. That'll do it for the 2019 edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
All right, let me mark that down. Kansas City, 31-27.
Yes.
Matriculating the ball down the field. I'd love that.
That's great stuff.
I'd love that.
One of the greatest audio clips of all time.
Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostication, your Super Bowl edition. I have made my prediction too, which I wrote down before you made your prediction. And I wrote down, you see what I wrote down? Kansas City.
35-20.
35-20.
All right.
So we're close there. Dave, did you have a prediction in the
No, I didn't. No, I've got a favorite, like the Chiefs.
Okay.
But I didn't make a prediction.
Do you want to make a prediction?
Make a prediction.
Can't we'll put you down for Kansas City, since you, yeah.
Split me between you and Pat.
Okay.
Somewhere in the middle there.
All right. So it's a 35, so we'll put you down for 33.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And we'll put you down 33-24.
Okay.
That's pretty much that works. Right there.
Yeah.
We'll see if Art has one once he returns to the studio.
Right.
In the meantime, you can now take Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostication and perhaps put it to good use. If you have not yet played the big game contest, now you know what that final score is going to be. Go online to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the big game contest box, and enter before Sunday. The perfect score, if you do so, you could win $50,000. Of course, you have to predict the perfect score, and if there are multiple winners, there will be a random drawing.
I have some bad news for you, Charlie.
What's that?
I must still be sick.
Why is that?
I must go home.
Oh, no, you're...
Because I totally agree with Pat. Oh. Winner and score.
Oh,
really?
Wow. All right.
Okay. It's a KC sweep of the morning team show.
So, San Fran's looking really good right now.
Yep.
We'll see how that works out come Monday or sometime Sunday night, actually.
Yeah.